if you're an angry person, and usually you go to porn when you're angry, or watching porn makes you angry, then you're gonna dig this video. It's just for you guys. I struggled with anger for a long time, and I don't anymore. I don't struggle with anger. So this is the video on how I defeated anger. So please enjoy. If you do want to check out our totally free 30-day program for you guys, it's at benuyama.com. Link in the description. It's totally free. I've got nothing else to sell you. I have nothing to sell you, actually. So check it out. Enjoy. Today, we're going to be talking about how to deal with anger productively instead of going to porn and masturbation. So if you are a man that has been struggling with anger for many years, like I did, trust me, guys, and you have found that you're getting more angry over time, probably maybe because of the withdrawal symptoms associated with quitting porn, right? And if you feel like you've been more irritable lately, then you're going to appreciate this video a lot, and it might just change your behavior from anger to just not being angry anymore, all right? So my story is quite simple. I grew up most of my life being a very angry person. I was very explosive, especially being a man of high values and a man of faith, and being someone that is married and has children. I was always angry, but also more importantly for me, frustrated and shameful because of my anger, because I was wondering, why is it that I continue to be angry even though I don't want to be angry at the people around me? I don't want to be angry at my wife. I don't want to be angry at my kids especially, but I continue to do it, and I wondered, what is wrong with me? Why do I keep doing this? Sounds familiar, right? So that's my experience, and just in the last year, I have, and quite frankly, I have completely eliminated anger from my life. I mean, I get, you know, small things here and there, but it's never been like it has before. I've never yelled in the last year. I haven't been angry at my kids. I have not been angry at anybody. And I'm gonna give you in this video four perspectives on anger that have radically changed my behavior and how I use this emotion as fuel, and also understood how to get rid of anger for good, all right? So here are the four perspectives that I think are going to really help you a lot. Number one, anger is not a primary emotion, but there's something going on under anger that if you understand, you'll understand how to beat. Okay, number two, anger is a choice. It's always a choice. It's not a thing that happens to us. It's a choice, all right? So I'm going to explain all of these. Number three, anger is a form of addiction. It's a form of escapism, okay? Number four, anger is always wrong. All right, now think about that for a second. I'm gonna go into all of these. Anger is always wrong. So number one, anger is not a primary emotion. There's something going on. If you guys ask yourself enough and you have the self-awareness and reflection, which is why the guys that I'm mentoring in the program, I ask them every day, what are you feeling today? And also not just saying like, oh, I was angry because of this person, because of my wife, because of my boss, because this happened, but asking yourself, why did I respond with anger to that? And I can almost guarantee if you ask yourself why enough, at least two or three times, ask yourself, why did I feel this emotion? Almost always when I'm mentoring guys and talk to them, they peel it back enough, peel back the onion, they identify that they're either feeling afraid of something or they're feeling that they are alone, okay? And usually if you peel it back, for example, if in my case, right, I would be angry at my wife. Because she said something, right? She said something that I thought was hurtful or offensive, whatever it could be. And my response was anger. Like, oh, you shouldn't say that. How dare you say that, right? But if I got really honest with myself, which I learned how to do, why was I angry? Because if I keep peeling that back, there's some kind of insecurity or fear that is underlying the anger that I'm reacting to that emotion with anger. So anger is a secondary reaction to a primary emotion, which in most cases is what? It's fear. It's isolation. It's feeling of empty. And when you're feeling empty and alone and afraid, the natural response that you'll have to things that are very minute and small in life will be that of anger. All right. So you can ask yourself this, like when you get frustrated while you're driving, right? Or your kid says something, or you get angry because your boss at work or a coworker says something or does something that doesn't meet your expectation, right? If you ask yourself, why was I angry? And peel that back enough, there's some kind of insecurity or fear that's happening. And that's personal, that's me, and that's called, my friends, taking responsibility for your emotions and not blaming people, all right? Which leads us to the second point, that anger is a choice. This is the single one that changed my life for good. And I just haven't gone back to anger, because I was in a situation with my son where he was having a really rough day and he was very upset and he was very angry and he was very whiny, right? As kids sometimes get. And he was kind of going on and on and on, being very, very angry. And I was like, dude, brother, like, relax, let's talk about this. Can you please stop yelling and not be so angry so we can talk about this, right? And he kept saying, I can't control it. I'm just so angry. He kept saying that I can't calm down. I can't. And this was going on for a long time, like an hour or something, right? I can't control my anger. So I said to him,
If your best friend came over right now, knocked on the door, and came into the door, would you be able to control your anger? And he was like, yeah, probably. And I said, what if grandma, my mother, if grandma came in the door, would you be angry? She was like, he was like, well, I'd probably calm down. So what I did to that moment is I called my mom, and I called her. I put her on speaker, and I said, here's grandma. Instantly, he calmed down. He stopped being angry. Right. This is a kind of a nuanced example and experience that we had. But for me, it taught me something very important, and it taught our kids something very important. That anger is a choice, because then I started recognizing the times in my life that I had controlled my anger and decided not to respond with anger. All right. And for example, whenever I'm with people, when I'm socializing or when I'm playing a sport, I never ever get angry. I never once have been angry in front of people, but I only get angry when I'm alone or I'm with the people that are closest to me, like my friend, like my family members, my kids and my wife, right? Or my parents. I never ever get angry around people. So that's proof to me. It's evidence to me in my own life that I can control my anger because I have done it a lot. All right. So I kind of immediately broke. It was a belief breaking moment in my life where I realized that I have been making justifications and reasons as to why it's rational and okay to be angry. And I said all the things that you've probably said. Oh, anger is a natural response. It's a natural emotion. It's not a natural emotion. It's a reaction to a primary emotion, a primary need that you have. And it's being fulfilled by something that is destructive. And that's the key, guys. You can be angry in your room by yourself to your pillow. You can punch the heck out of your pillow if you want. But what's destructive is when you bring anger into your relationships, in which most cases it is what happens, and that is destructive. Why? Because it's self-centered. It's about me. It's not about consideration of how will this affect my relationship with my wife, with my kids, with my parent, with my coworkers, with my boss. How will this affect my relationship with God? It's not considering those things, because when you're angry, all you're thinking about is what? Look what this person did to me. Look at what is happening to me. Look at what my circumstances or situation has occurred on me. Look how I am not at fault. It's a justification, right? Which leads us naturally to the third perspective that really changed my life, is that anger is a form of addiction. It's a form of justification. Because when I say things like that, that anger is wrong, that anger is self-centered, what are the things that go through your mind? Be honest with yourself. And I told myself the same things for many, many decades, guys. So trust me, I know. My justification is, well, anger is okay because it's needed, guys. It's needed. It's required. It's okay to be angry. It's justified. It's rational. It's a natural thing for us to experience, right? Sounds a lot like an addiction, doesn't it? It sounds a lot like I'm making justifications to be angry. And every time we are angry, notice how quickly your brain goes, oh, it's okay. It's okay to feel this way, right? But addiction is something that you cannot control, even though you know that's bad for you. Even though you don't want it, you still continue to go back to that behavior. And when you understand that addiction is a form of escapism, just like porn is, just like masturbation is, it's a form of, I don't know how to deal with this emotion, and therefore the natural reaction that I'm going to place in my life is I'm going to get angry, which is why it's an addiction. It's a natural response, a reaction to a feeling if you don't know how to deal with that emotion. If you don't know how to deal with fear of something, if you don't know how to deal with stress, if you don't know how to deal with anxiety, then the natural thing that people tend to lean towards is some type of escapism. And when you remove porn from your life, if you don't address the root issue, what is the thing that people develop? They develop an addiction to anger. They develop an addiction to drugs, alcohol, violence, guys. This is why I always say, if you remove porn from your life, but you don't address the root issue as to why you had to have it in the first place, you will always develop another addiction. I've seen it way, way too many times to not have enough conviction to tell you guys that if you do not solve the root issue of you have an emotional dependency on some kind of supernormal stimulant to take you out of that emotion, whether it's boredom, stress, anxiety, depression, loneliness, whatever, then you will always develop another addiction of some sort. And for a lot of guys, it's anger. And that's what the withdrawal symptom is when people quit porn. And they get fearful of the withdrawal symptoms that are associated with removing the band-aid, the crutch in your life. What happens? They become angry because it's the next easily available addiction. It's the next easily available behavior that takes you out of that state of emotion. All right? This is why, guys, generally speaking, men are more angry than women are. You can't argue with that. Men are generally more angry than women are. Women, generally speaking, of course, know how to understand their emotions better and release them in a productive way, which is why women don't get as angry or violent or addicted to anything as much as men do, right? as much as they. Of course, there are many women that are addicted to things, but not nearly as much as men are. There are not nearly as many women in prisons or that are angry or that are addicted to porn, to drugs, to alcohol, as men are, right? So that's one factor that contributes, all right? So fourth perspective that you can have, and this might be a little challenging for you to hear, but I want you to consider why you feel like this is hard to hear. Anger is always wrong. It is always wrong to be angry. And I can't tell you how many times I've said that to guys, and they have made up justifications and reasons to say, well, it's okay to be angry, you know, when, you know, your kid is XYZ. It's not. Being stern is okay, right? Being strong with people, especially if a child is doing something that is destructive to themselves and others, being stern and strong is okay because you can do it in a loving way. But anger is, by definition, it's something that is, it's the center is me. It's look what you did to me. It's not about them, okay? You can be stern and strong with somebody without being angry. And when people feel that you are angry at them, it's impossible for them to feel loved because it's not about them, it's about you, all right? So I'm saying this because I want you to think about this. When you do feel angry, what are the justifications that go through your mind? Trust me, guys, I know exactly what this is like. I struggled it for so many years. The justifications are it's okay to be angry. It's fine. It's a natural thing to feel. It's not. It's a very unhealthy, destructive thing that we bring into our lives because we think it's okay, and we think, and it's because it's a natural secondary emotion that is an easy escape when we don't have the easy escapes available to us, all right? Okay, so here's how to stop being angry anymore. I'm gonna give you the actual practical tips here, all right? Number one, reflect, take some time and reflect and feel how being angry has negatively impacted your life and the people around you. This is the first step to changing any behavior long-term, is you have to understand profoundly and feel how your behavior has already affected you, your emotions, your emotional state, your life, and the people around you, and how it has negatively impacted them. And when you feel that, you will want to change. When you feel that, you will desire to change the direction of your life. And that's the first step to change, all right? Feel that and reflect on that, okay? So that's what I had to do. I had to think about how anger has affected my kids and how anger affects people all the time. How many people in this world are walking around fearful of people being angry at them, fearful of people being disappointed in them? If you look around, it's everywhere. The way we dress, the way we talk, the careers we choose is all because we are afraid that somebody somewhere is going to be disappointed or angry at us. And it teaches us over many, many years that we have to be fearful and we have to play the safe game, right? So understand how it's affected people. Number two, tip that I can give to you guys is to prove to yourself that anger is a choice, like I did. I had to understand that every time I was angry, I was choosing to be angry. And I had to prove that to myself that there were many times in my life where I could have chosen anger, but I chose not to. Many times that usually I would be angered by something. I decided not to because maybe there were people around me, maybe I was at work, right? Maybe I was, you know, in the company of others, and I just didn't use anger as an escape in that moment. Number three tip I can give to you guys is to address the underlying primary emotion. Try to ask yourself three times, why do I feel angry? And keep doing that and write in a journal or talk to somebody, which is even better. Why do I feel angry? And when you ask yourself two or three times, I promise, I guarantee you, the underlying emotion is that you're going to be is some sort of fear or some feeling of emptiness in your life in that moment. Okay, in that moment when you're angry, on that day that you're angry, you're just running on empty, and you're afraid of something, which is okay and it's natural and that's fine. That's a natural emotion that we feel. God gave us the feelings of fear for a reason. God gave us the feelings of feeling empty and just lonely for a reason. Why? Because it motivates us. It motivates us to want to connect to people. It motivates us to want to uplift others, to serve, to get off our butts, and to work hard to serve people, to serve our family, and to be healthy, and to exercise. It motivates us to do things with our lives. But the destruction is when we decide in those moments to use those emotions as crutches to lean on and express through anger and violence and addiction and porn. And escapism. That's the danger here, guys. I'm here to tell you that those emotions are not bad. You are not evil for feeling afraid or fearful. You are normal. You're a God-given, you know, son of God that is full of potential. But when you use anger as a crutch, as a vehicle to deal with emotions, that's when destruction happens. That's when addictions are formed, right? So learn how to deal with these emotions productively. learn how to get filled up. Learn how to stop being afraid. How do you do that? By talking with people. When you talk with people about your anger, when you talk with people about your emotions, how you're feeling, guys, I promise you, you won't feel angry anymore. You'll understand yourself and you will want to do things that are better for you. And you will stop feeling a desire to escape and you will stop feeling a desire to watch porn. And that's really the goal for you. All right, lots of love. See you.
All right, fellow angry people, if you enjoyed that video, then please leave a comment. Let me know what you gain, because I do want to hear from you. And also, you're going to like our free program at benuyama.com. It's totally for free, 30-day program. Check it out down in the description. And also, my friends, we have a Covenant Eyes coupon code, Ben, B-E-N, if you want to try Covenant Eyes for 30 days for free for y'all. All right, lots of love.